And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, one and all, to another fabulous edition of the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And it's not fabulous because it's by Vinnie Eastwood, it's fabulous because we have amazing guests and because we have an amazing affiliate network known as AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And my very special guest today, I'm actually relatively unfamiliar with, but I had a conversation with this man, and we're going to see where it takes us. Thomas Sheridan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Vinny. Thanks for having me on.
Could you please give us a backgrounder about yourself, and then we'll start talking a little bit about something that's more around your interest base.
Yeah, no problem. I live here in Ireland. I grew up here in Ireland. I was born in Dublin, and I come from basically a music kind of background. I was I was like a 14-year-old punker, punk rocker back in the late 70s. I played in bands, and eventually I decided I wanted to go to America and try my hand there, and I ended up in New York in 1985 with $200 and a one-way ticket in my pocket, and within a couple of weeks I was in a band, and that went on for a couple of years, and I had a tremendous time. And I'd always kind of been fascinated by individuals, but in particular, I was always particularly fascinated by people who were kind of strange. And I'm not talking about strange in a nice way or an interesting way, but strange in a they just rubbed me the wrong way. And so I just put that down to being musicians and whatever. When I finished that, I went to school and I discovered I studied graphic design. And upon leaving that, I went to work in Wall Street investment banks. And lo and behold, I was surrounded by very, very strange people who, they puzzled me, and I found that I couldn't understand why so many of them, they seemed quite inhuman. They lacked a certain fundamental humanity or a certain spark of life about them. And one of them I became friends with, he was like a rich kid, and he blurted out one day, I don't know why he did it, I think he was trying to boast, because I was telling about my time in the music business, and I think he was boasting, he probably thought, I think he was cool. He told me, Thomas, I'm a clinically diagnosed psychopath. And I says, what do you mean by that? And he goes, I don't have any conscience or feelings. There's nothing inside me, and I'm just purely driven by my own needs and desires. And then he proceeded to tell me how he gave his parents a tremendous difficult time all his life growing up, and eventually they sent him to a top psychologist who diagnosed him using a CAT scan that he was indeed a psychopath, a socially functioning psychopath. That's not the same thing as an axe murderer. They have the same pathology as a serial killer, except they don't kill. They don't murder normally. They very, very rarely will they murder. So that became a lifelong kind of interest in psychopathic or sociopathic individuals. The same, it's the same name for the, it's two different names for the same pathology.
Whoa. Does this mean to say that there are plenty of pleasant, nice, and helpful, and non-dangerous psychopaths walking around the earth today?
No, there's none of them. They're all bad. They just hide there. They'll be nice for a while, but they'll be doing things like draining your bank accounts. They'll be nice while they're trying to get your vote, and as soon as you get them elected, they'll vanish.
Suppose they made sure to tell everybody that they meet that they are a psychopath and to not trust them.
Well, they never do. This guy did. For a very strange reason. I think he thought he was cool, but the most of them, they all know they're psychopaths, they all know they're dead inside, but what they do is they hide their pathology behind a social mask, an invented persona, but that's not who they really are. But who's behind that is a predator, a predatory consciousness that lives within society, that just sees the rest of us as meat that they can just exploit and feed upon, get whatever they want from us, and then discard us. And that's why psychopaths have moved into the upper echelons of business and politics, because they've risen to the situation with like big business and politics is that it is psychopathic in itself, so it attracts the most psychopathic, ambitious individuals to rise to the very top.
Well, this is the thing. When you are willing to have no honor, complete betrayal for everything that humanity stands for, what is there to stand in your way of success? Because a lot of people, people of good conscience and modest means, and they wind up being average people. But a psychopath has no duty to his family or to the people in his community. He can't spend any time with them and do all of that and actually care. So instead of amassing a wealth of the soul and a wealth of the community, they manage to get themselves figments of wealth, you know? Just a figment of their freaking imagination. Because that's all that matters to them.
Yep, that's it. That's exactly what's going on there. They're a predator, and the lack of conscience and the lack of remorse creates a situation where they're feral, they're free. There's a freedom there. It's a tremendous freedom to do what you want and feel no obligation to feel guilt or remorse for what you've done. So therefore, the world is your oyster. Now, the vast majority of psychopaths are bottom feeders. They're like the guy in your neighborhood who's going around, you know, using old ladies, moving in with them and, you know, being the nephew that she needs or the son that she never had, and weasels his way into the will or the savings, or they're just womanizers who just, you know, move from woman to woman just because it gives them a power trip. But the intelligent ones, the ones that are capable of study, the ones that are incapable of discipline, will actually move up the corporate ladder, and this is the level of power that gives them is tremendous. They learn at a very early age, usually when they're just about to reach puberty. And this is why they have a very easy path to the top. This is why they have no sense of hypocrisy. This is why they have no shame. This is why they can make all kinds of promises when they're running for elections and then completely discard or do the complete opposite 180-degree turn on everything they promised without batting an eyelid, because the initial promise that they made was made by an invented persona that is not actually who they were.
Well, this brings me to a point comes to mind here. It was an entry in the American Medical Journal in the discussion of psychopaths. In order to identify one, you would usually see somebody who was very friendly and personable when you first meet them, but has no real depth to their character and has no long-lasting relationships.
Yeah, they're very glib. There's five absolute traits that they have no remorse. They've invented personas. These are usually very glib, superficial personas. They will use pity or sob stories to get to break down your defenses to trust them. They all have mysterious personal pasts and past histories and high levels of the hormone testosterone. They're the five absolute traits. On top of that, you would have other traits, like they'll use flattery to compensate for their lack of, you know, their lack of sincerity. They're very sexually aggressive and sexually active. They will they have many other traits like that. They can be very
So essentially, if you had to classify one of these, it would be, well, basically satanic. And the parliament, I feel, is almost the direct embodiment of this. I mean, in the Washington D.C. area, there were the stories of the D.C. madam, where all of the highest people up in the White House and Congress and the Senate and everything were coming in using all these girls and doing really nasty stuff, man, really nasty stuff. And on May 1st, Satanic holiday every year, about 3,000 children in the D.C. area go missing, wind up being sacrificed.
Yep. Yeah, I would well believe it. I've seen here in Ireland in the past with the Catholic Church and the abuse of children. These pathological, psychopathic individuals have a predatory consciousness that's not one of us. It's not a human being in there. There's behind their ego, behind their inventive personas, there's absolutely something else. And a lot of it seems to be tied into with the reptilian complex within their brains. The human brain is made up of the reptilian complex, the Oort complex, the mammalian brain, and the frontal cortex. Cortexes, which is our sort of human, compassionate, cognitive processing brain. And the reptilian brain is obsessed with survival, sexual reproduction through passing on DNA, kill or be killed, instant gratification, and impulses. And this is exactly how a psychopath thinks. And that's where they seem to live, in the reptilian part of their brain. But that's just their brain matter. The actual consciousness, the actual being behind the non-local consciousness, behind the psychopathic mind, is what in the past we used to call demonically possessed. That's why, you know, years past, people would assume that horrific leaders in, say, you know, Renaissance area era Italy, or any kind of like ancient king, or was considered demonic or in league with the devil, because they were in the back of their mind, in the back of their consciousness, was a predator that is not one of us. And that's where all these motifs and archetypes of the demonically possessed being comes from.
Well, David Icke says that about 4% of people have reptilian eyes.
And 4% of people are psychopaths.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's 4%. It's one in every 25 people in the West. I see, David Icke's problem is, and I don't know about the eye stuff, David Icke, for me personally, has some fantastic stuff. He comes way out there. He's done some amazing things, you know,
He's broken new ground.
Yeah, and he's brought a lot of people into new things, but when he brings up the shape-shifting reptilians, it has a tendency to put a lot of people off, I've found personally. They can go all the way that far, but they can't go any further. But if he was to actually change that message and say, it's really just a metaphor or an allegory for a psychopathic consciousness behind there, I think David Icke probably would have reached a much bigger audience.
But what is the actual truth? Is it just an allegory, or is there actually reptiles? And it was interesting. There was even a comedian in New York who had Donald Rumsfeld on his show, and he kept repeatedly asking him, look, are you a reptile? Okay, I want to know. Are you a reptile? Why can't you answer the question? Answer the question. Are you a lizard?
Yeah, I personally don't go for the whole shape-shifting reptilian thing or the reptilian being within their physical aspect, but I absolutely do go with the reptilian consciousness. I absolutely do believe that what's in there is much more closer to a snake or a lizard than a human being.
Yeah. Well, I feel that when we talk about metaphors and allegories, it's really just a way to make people understand really in clear HD, what's going on here?
I agree with that.
You know, the world is not a happy-go-lucky place. It is more like you were born into a prison that you will die in. You know, that's the fate that they've laid out for us. And it's a prison run by really demonically possessed people. I mean, just imagine that in a speculation, if you will. You're currently living on a planet where nobody has any freedom of any kind. You're packed and stacked in super mega cities. You know, no human activity is private. And everybody who has authority over you is a brutal psychopathic rapist.
And the attitude
I want to say.
No, and it's not. That's why we have to get rid of these people. And this is what's really going on here. The human consciousness is developing all the time. We're moving towards like a higher vibrational and higher frequency states of actual cognitive processing. And this is what is causing this massive, you know, global awakening that we're experiencing. Then what's happening is these psychopathic individuals in the psychopathic control grid, as I call it, it's trying to lock us down by putting fluoride in the water. Now they want to put lithium in the water, medications, all kinds of unnecessary vaccinations, television, MSG, just the destruction of the feminine archetype. The notion of the sacred feminine and replacing her with the, you know, the tarts of Sex and the City who just want to shop and get men. It's all a huge lockdown thing. And why it's happening is because they're absolutely terrified of us.
Well, it's an interesting point about the plastics and feminizing and things of that. Now, you're familiar with BPA. It's a little leaching that you get out of plastic in lines of and basically everything that's plastic. Including, you know, your receipts every time you touch the ink, you know, you get this on you.
Turning little boys into little girls, and it's in children's plastic diapers and in their clothing. And if you destroy the man, you can't. You've killed the warrior. And what also happens is it's fast tracking young girls into early puberty. So they're having their periods at 8 and 9 now in some countries. It's absolutely disgusting.
Well, it's been revealed in research recently that women actually can be impregnated without a man. They can actually do it, except they can only produce female offspring because they don't have any Y chromosomes.
Yeah. And it's just part of the control system. They just want to control us. We're farm animals to them. That's what we are. We're livestock.
Yeah, absolutely. And how much sympathy do you have for an animal that you are going to kill and eat?
Yeah, none. And if you have no conscience, if you're a psychopath, it's just business.
Hey, yeah. Well, I don't know. When I was on a farm one day, I had to kill 14 roosters in a row. And, you know, that was pretty tough. But, you know, I did it because the culling needed to happen.
That was for food. That wasn't, you know, all animals kill, but they don't murder.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if there really is a difference, because my mother came up to me and she said, "Vinny, you know, you just killed all those animals. You know, it's like something like a psychopath." And I was like, "Well, does that mean every single farmer that's ever lived is also a psychopath? Does that mean everybody who's ever owned a budgie or something is also a psychopath? I mean, come on."
Yeah, but if you're killing for food, that's completely different.
Yeah.
That's survival. That farmers live with that. And actually, in many ways, we're detached from that kind of living because we get our meat in the supermarket.
Yeah. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My remarkably special guest is Thomas Sheridan. And we're talking about psychopaths. Get coming to a town near you. We'll be right back. Jamming somewhat on the Vinnie Eastwood Show, proudly brought to you on the American Freedom Radio Network at AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and check out our fabulous archives at TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com. That's Vinnie with a Y, because that's the most important question, apparently. And also, we have another special guest joining us on the line for a panel discussion. And it occurs to me that, you know, everybody rarely has more than one or two people on the air at the same time of brilliant minds and different mindsets and stuff like that. You know, you have co-hosts and whatever and regulars, but you never really have two different fabulous guests on at the same time to discuss and share their views and opinions, like a nice panel discussion on talk radio. Or at least I don't see that very often, and I think it needs to happen a bit more. So, on that occasion, we have Dr. Louis Turi. He's a Frenchman, astropsychology. In the academic vernacular, it basically says, we're going to tell everything about you by the month you were born. And also my other marvelous and fabulous special guest, and the author of quite a stunning book, Thomas Sheridan. Well, frickin' heck, what was the name of the book, mate?
It's called Puzzling People, The Labyrinth of the Psychopath.
Yes. So if a Frenchman, an Irishman, and a New Zealander walk into a radio show, there's got to be a joke in there somewhere.
Hey, Thomas.
Hi, Vinny. Hi, Dr. Turi.
Nice of me to be on the show, guys. Thank you for inviting me, Vinny.
So the subject we were talking was psychopaths, and Louis, you have a different view about so-called demonic possession and such of the sort, and you believe it's a general theme among psychopaths using astropsychology. Could you please explain?
Yeah, first of all, people can relate to you only because of their education, their intelligence, their experiences, and most of all, their UCI. Now, the very word UCI stands for Unique Celestial Identity, or a program you inherited as you reincarnated yourself on this dense physical world. So, psychopaths and killers, including the police force, the FBI, the CIA, the KGB, is a plutonic force. Of course, the science reduced the planet of Pluto to a dwarfed something when it actually is their brain which is dwarfed, because they don't have any cosmic consciousness. So I heard the segment of the show where you were talking about David Icke. David Icke and I know each other since the year 2001, when we started working in California for the Truth Seeker. And I have been doing readings for David for many, many years, and I even had him on my show when he came to lecture in Phoenix. A few years ago, I said to David, the tale of the dragon, which I will explain that to you later, is about to enter your 12th house, which regulates your subconscious. And he said, okay, what does it mean? I said to him, you are going to undergo some very serious psychological changes, and that means you're going to look for seclusions, and you will not be able to differentiate reality from fiction. The next thing you know, David take off somewhere in the Isle of Wight, write a book, and the next thing you know, he's seeing people turning into a lizard. All right, now, in order to understand why David did that, one has to be aware of his spiritual makeup. And for the time being, I don't want to lead the entire show here. I just wanted to tell you that I'm coming from the archetypal realm of consciousness. Now, this doesn't take anything that Thomas is talking about and put it in the trash. Because Thomas is obviously well-read, very educated man. And I know he was born in September. So if you count to 10 from September, including September, you will end up in June, which is the house of communication, which makes Thomas very, very proficient with words, writing, talking, organizing, preparing. He is in his career a messenger of the God or a writer. But most of all, born in September. And again, understand we are not practicing astrology, because that finish and start on your horoscope newspaper junk. I'm not another Mrs. Cleo here. We're talking about astropsychology. So being born in September, he is born in the constellation of Virgo with his sun sign in Libra, which means he's a natural psychologist or a born astropsychologist, because my top students were all born in September. So that's a compliment for Thomas. We should not take anything I'm saying personally. I do have PhD doctors who in America, psychiatrists and psychologists as students that have told me they have learned much more in my crash course by mail than 7 years in college, and I'm not in this with a spice.
Well, that's not hard to teach people more than 7 years of college. what about 6 months of real life experience? You know, yeah.
and that's a very interesting point you brought, Vince, because you know why? There is a big difference between education and intelligence. I'm 61 years old, and all my life I have been educating myself and on experience. So now, in reference to Thomas, if you count three from September, October, November, his mental process is Scorpio, and that's why he has a natural interest in the mental power. He regenerates with metaphysics, he regenerates with information, he regenerates with anything that is under the table. Now, Scorpio was also sex, and it's a very deep mystical sign that probably gives him very magnetic eyes and sometimes headaches, because his mind is like a turbocharge. Now, you see the difference between approaching a situation through the codification of thought and traditions and science or religion, and approaching a situation when you have cosmic consciousness. Do I make sense?
I'm talking about the root of a psychopath is not so much a possession of sorts, but it's a makeup that they. Basically born that way.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, there is a book called The Power of the Dragon. It's over 525 pages of information on the dragon that explained the 12 specific dragons and how they affected the human psyche. So there is a generation which was born the Death Wish generation. And these are the kids who sign up for gangs. These are the kids who have no fear of death. These are the kids that said, I'm coming back to that college or that university and shoot every one of you. So, you know, this type of information is available, but because it is breaching what science has to offer, it is not necessarily accepted as a solid discipline. The fact of the matter, I'm coming on very strong with that new perception of the human psyche, and I'm making tremendous progress, because in order to really understand Dr. Cherry, you have to be smart. The idiot would not connect with my work. Simple as that.
Well, do you believe that to be true, Thomas? Is that every psychopath is actually quite intelligent?
Well, I wouldn't say that, but It depends on what Louis just said about wisdom and intelligence, or education and wisdom are two different things. I absolutely do concur with that, and I think that psychopaths don't have a high. It's not so much intelligence as it is deviousness, the ability to manipulate and plan and deceive and to use people is very, very different than what I would consider intelligence, which would be, you know, wisdom and cognitive processes. Now, I do agree with Louis when he said there that they're definitely born. Absolutely, I believe that. There's overwhelming proof of that. They come out of the womb. The consciousness, that the predatory consciousness of the psychopath is already inherent within the psychopath at birth. So I absolutely do agree with that. But one thing I would like to ask Louis, is there a particular month that a psychopath is more likely to be born in?
Oh, yeah, yes, Scorpio, my friend. Scorpio, but you have to bring back now the erudite works of the man, the Greek philosophers, and you have to understand the story of Pluto, which happens to be the son of Jupiter, the biggest planet, the king of the king in the universe. And he wanted the power. And in order to get his father's agreement, he stole his sister, bring her under the ground in the underworld, because Pluto rules the underworld. And he makes people very, very cold and very insensitive. Usually these people physically are detectable with their magnetic eyes and their sarcasm. This is why, to a certain extent, as you think and you talk like a Plutonic person, Thomas, that's why you are interested in the matter, because a magnet will attract a piece of wood. You could also be, when you're upset, become sarcastic. But again, I'm pointing out your strengths as much as your weaknesses, because having cosmic codes allow you to auto-analyze yourself accordingly and very, very precisely.
One of the things you mentioned, Pluto there, my limited understanding of this field is, I may be wrong, but I've always assumed that the purpose of Pluto, it has a very powerful psychic and psychological cleansing action. Is that true?
Well, yeah, you got up and down, black and white, the front to back, the yin and yang. Each planet reflects it because of the experience, the upbringing, the education, and the other aspect in the other planet to Pluto. It can bring its worst manifestation. Now, as I said in my book, The Power of the Dragon, I wrote about the top serial killers in the world and how their Pluto and their dragon has led them to become and made history, be famous or infamous. Again, there are no accidents, just circumstances that science, or even religion for that matter, has not yet conceived. I'm just a little bit ahead of time when it comes to the human psyche. You see, something you probably have heard, Thomas and you, Vinci, is that the students, when they have nothing to do, they take the brain of Einstein out of the fridge, okay, and they put it in the lights, and they look down to find out why Einstein was a genius. Well, guess what? There's absolutely no difference between your brain, my brain, the one of a killer, a psychopath, or Einstein. Same density, same weight, same function. What's different? Aha! The UCI, unique celestial identity. You are connected genetically, DNA-wise, to your family member 100% physically. But on the spiritual level, you're the biggest stranger to your closest family member, because you ain't going to think, talk, communicate, behave, or create like any of your brothers, sisters, mom, and dad. And that's what is proving my claim.
Another thing, Louis, I want to ask you. This is very interesting. I'm glad you're on now. No, I don't mean that.
No, what I'm saying is you regenerate in metaphysics, and you as I told
well,
you earlier.
Hold on, Dr. Tony. Just go on, continue, Thomas.
I'm sorry.
No, it's no problem. Psychopaths, in my experience, from the ones I've known, have an uncanny ability to recognize each other in public, even without talking. It's almost like they have this predatory agreement. It's almost like an honor among predators. It's almost like an inherent radar they have, where they can spot each other instantaneously. And likewise, they can also spot people who are like myself, who have a good knowledge of psychopaths and are no longer manipulated. How now does that tie into to your actual work? Because I think I would find that very interesting.
Well, a magnet would attract a piece of wood. You know, you probably heard sometime your telephone is ringing and you already knew that the telephone was going to ring. You're connected to people on the psychic level, my friend. And as a rule, plutonic soul, which you call and refer as psychopaths, have an incredible psychic legacy, and they can actually attract each other and pinpoint themselves in public.
Very good. Very interesting. Now, this would tie into the fact that psychopaths are very sexually driven? They have high sexual and high testosterone, both the males and the females.
Well, basically, Pluto rules the reproductive area. He rules sex. So that is the signature. This is why in gang affiliation, they beat each other and they screw each other. Excuse my French. You know, but you have to remember one thing. We are all somewhere in our UCI a plutonic. You're a plutonic in the mind. Your mental process is plutonic. This is why you're attracted to the subject, because you have that constant drive to investigate. You're born an FBI agent. You're born a metaphysician. You are born a plutonic, much more than a plutonic person, but you have it under critical thinking. You have this power on your mental process, which is can only be explored and used progressively. But when you have that energy on the eighth house of death, on the sixth house of work, or in the subconscious area, God knows the damage that can be inflicted.
Sure. Now, you were saying there that Scorpio is most likely to be the sign that generates the psychopath.
Yes,
We're not talking about in the astrological sense.
No. Astrological, as I said earlier, work nowadays, start and finish in your horoscope newspaper. That's not good. No, you want to be serious. I use a software, Thomas. I'm not a psychic. Okay, understand that clearly. I don't predict anything, even though that my record of prediction, quoted because I don't have, for the lack of other words, is 100% accurate. Okay, and if you
currently, what month on the astrological calendar is like Scorpio versus what's actually in your calendar?
I'd like to know that.
Well, it's based on the dragon's head and tail reside in one sign for a year or two. Thus, it affects generation. So the year you were born enunciates your natal dragon. But November is when nature dies and about to rebirth. Scorpio is a sign of that represents in our dense physical world the reincarnation, like a worm in the water transforming into a butterfly. It is a transformation energy and Scorpio, used properly, produced the top FBI agent in the world. The top doctors were able to dig into gas and blood without being sick.
You mean the top FBI agents that set up people and plant explosives on them and then blow up the World Trade Center as well? And the top doctors who prescribe copious quantities of pharmaceutical drugs to all of their patients because they get kickbacks and trips to Fiji?
You're a born a terrorist, you know. When you have that plutonic in the, let's say you have Pluto, the planet of passion and drama and death and rebirth. When you have this planet in the ninth house, which regulates the codification of thought of religion, okay, you are going to become a religious fanatic and you want to die for your belief. Now, this is very.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the lighter side of genocide. Because if you lose your sense of humour in this world of chaos and madness, you'll go friggin' nuts. My very special guest, Dr. Louis Torrey and Thomas Sheridan, join us for a fabulous panel discussion. Welcome back from break, guys.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Now, we were having a discussion over the break where I was kind of trying to convince you guys that I was a psychopath. Because, I don't know, let's say, for example, my modus operandi is to assume that I am a psychopath and so that I analyze everything as though, oh, maybe that's a psychopathic thing to do or whatever. And therefore, I surround myself with people who are like psychopath detectives, as it were. You know, people rather like yourselves, so that if I do anything naughty or nasty, because I think we're all capable of doing naughty and nasty things,
exactly,
that I'll be pulled up on it. You know, it's kind of like I don't want to have full responsibility of keeping a check and balance on myself, because that's too much trust to place in one person, I think.
Yeah, well. The fact that you're so self-reflective of yourself shows that you're not a psychopath.
No.
And way self-reflective. They don't think about themselves and that. They just deal with what they are and move on with it. When you go to sleep at night, when you go to bed, do you fall asleep instantly, or do things play in your mind?
Oh, mate, I do most of my thinking just before I go to sleep.
Well, that with psychopaths, that doesn't happen. When a psychopath goes to bed, they literally close their eyes and it's out. It's a machine switching off.
Right, there is no feeling, plutonic energy.
There's no processing of the day's events and anything like that.
No,
it's
and
just,
the
machine going off.
Right, and the mafia is a product of a plutonic energy. And when you go out there and kill one or two people that you have an assignment, you got to go to bed and you're going to be able to switch off. So I do understand exactly where you're coming from, Thomas, and I do agree on that assumption, on that reality. But at the same token, the three of us, we are here talking about psychopath. And that is an obvious trait that the three of us have a very strong plutonic energy that has congregated us to communicate about Pluto and expose both his strengths and weaknesses.
Well, so at this point we have a plutonic relationship.
Yeah, Pluto rules sex, Pluto rules power, Pluto rules supreme wealth, Pluto rules the FBI, the CIA, psychopath, killers, sex, anything that means life and death. And this is why when I give a date and I say be ready for the police to make the news, because that day many of them are going to be dead, I'm giving you three dates, okay? You have your pen, the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th. You're going to see a plutonic energy in action that will kill cops, and I can push you even further. Let's go and write the 26th, the 27th, and the 28th of June, and you're going to see more cops, more drama, more death popping left and right, and secrets coming to the light. When I do my quoted predictions, I give quatrain, and I give very specific keywords. And if you go to my website and look at my prediction, you will very rapidly understand what the plutonic energy is all about and how powerful it is. And when that energy runs the world, those psychopaths are getting an upsurge energy, and that's where they become very active. And this is why I say, be careful. Pluto children are heartless. They feel nothing. They'll kill you for a dollar. And I'm trying to pass on this wisdom to the law enforcement for years, giving them specific dates, specific proof, because all my work is well dated, is well printed, is well documented. They're still do not badge in the name of fear, ignorance, and stupidity.
Well, let's talk about that fear, ignorance, and stupidity. And what part do other people who aren't psychopaths have to play in allowing the psychopaths to have such a reign over us? Thomas, what do you think?
Well, this ties in with the question I was going to ask Louis next beautifully. Louis, if we're to assume that these cosmic cycles affect the individual, therefore, would they also affect the social or maybe the global consciousness of the planet?
Exactly.
What is happening with the global consciousness of the planet right now that's causing this dynamic of a control structure, a psychopathic control grid among the elite who are trying to lock down the population more into more docile and manageable serfs and slaves, coupled with this sort of global awakening and global elevation of consciousness that many people are having, where they're finally waking up that the economic system is a joke and, you know, our politicians are all liars. Can you explain how the cosmic aspects of that works?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of answers on that one. The first one is I was on Coast to Coast back in December 2007, and 20 million people heard me when I said to George Norrie, be ready for a full restructure of the U.S. economy. And, of course, then they didn't hear me. They heard me 2 years later when everything was down the drain. And I said also, of course, that the new economy would start to pick up by March 2011, and it would take a few years before we go back together. So I understand that all this economy story, if you don't have cosmic consciousness, the only thing you have to deal with is conspiratorial material or scientific approaches. And I don't point my finger to you for that matter, don't get me wrong. I see things with my third eye. If you have cosmic consciousness, there is no room for imagination, no room for conspiracy, and no room for ridiculous scientific explanation, period. But, you know, if I'm the only one who has the eye open, and that's where the conflict is going to start. Now, as far as the big change that you're seeing, I have to bring you back to 2,000 years ago when the age of Pisces was running the world. That's when you had those three wise men, those three kings following the stars to the birth of Christ, okay? Meaning those wise kings were nothing else than astrologers and knew what Christ was going to do in terms of leading the world for the next 2,000 years as what gave birth to Christianity. Meantime, his ministry was totally out altered and changed to fit the political and the churches. Okay, forget about that. Move on. 2,000 years later, let's bring you back to 1945. The age of Aquarius is starting. Aquarius means Uranus or uranium or the sudden release of energy of the first nuclear bomb we have detonated in the desert in Texas, okay, in Nevada. So, since 1945, the new age, the new Aquarius energy, which is highly intellectual, which is a genius in his own right, has made us to uncover GPS, the going to the moon, the internet revolution. This energy is intellectual, while the 2,000 years elapsed under Pisces is more religious and has created 875 different religions where everybody killed himself for their god because it's different. The new age of Aquarius is promising freedom, unification, understanding, and the truth being finally available to people through the media and people like Veni offering us a platform to pass on our ideas through the internet. So what I'm trying to tell you, right now, the head of the dragon is in Sagittarius, and Sagittarius rules any and all form of education, and the tail is in Gemini, which means general communication. The entire world is re-evaluating its consciousness. Let me bring you back now to 1995, and again, I have the tape that you can listen on my website when I predicted a religious war with the United States. And you can see and hear Art Bell screaming, what? A religious war? And then comes Mr. Osama bin Laden and literally declaring religious war in the United States. And that you can hear me on that tape doing that on my website. What I'm saying to you, I even give the exact date of his death and saying he was going to end up in the ocean. How more precise can I be? I don't know. It's not every day that you see the U.S. Navy throwing a body of a terrorist out of a Navy ship. But anyway, that is on the side. What I'm going to tell you is Pisces, the symbol chosen by Christianity. Pisces rules deception, illusion, gas, drugs, alcohol, confinement, church, synagogue, asylum, lies. This age of religion, which rules the Middle East, okay, is imploding. And this is why the Middle East is imploding in itself and rebirthing. There is different element in the cosmic code that forces those electrical fast change that Albert used to call the quickening. And if you don't have cosmic consciousness again, you are going to try to gather the answers through your education, through your experience, through your intelligence, and through your stars. That's what it comes down to it. If you don't have cosmic consciousness, you're nothing else than a peon, a victim, a robot of your stars, and you give room for imagination, for conspiracy, or anything else.
Can I interject an interesting play here? Now, we talk about resistance to psychopaths, and often, as in virtually every horror movie since Alien, the enemy on the inside has always had a role to play in every great story. And something tells me that there will be psychopaths who understand that they will wind up being wiped out by the bigger ones and they'll turn against them. So do you think that that there could be potential alliances that could be struck with them? But because they're psychos, we just wouldn't want to trust them at all anyway, because they'll just wind up getting the power for themselves.
They
can't be trusted. They're ultimately self-serving. They've even found that they're no use even in military because they won't follow the orders. They'll let their breast of their platoon down. They'll go off and rape women, civilian women, and rob civilian homes, or even go back to the front line, back to the trenches, and steal their comrades' belongings when they should be out in the field helping them. They're absolutely useless in that sense. Now they're good for each other when they may have a particular agenda that they all need to get through, and they have to associate with each other, but they will never ever willingly associate it with each other, and certainly not for the benefit of any combined goal.
And we'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, The Lighter Side of Genocide, and we've got Dr. Louis Turi and Thomas Sheridan, two brilliant people, on the air with us for the whole 2 hours. And in the second hour, I reckon we might want to take some calls. 402-237-2525. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. And we have a caller in here from the UK. It's Chris Vortex from, well, I guess it's kind of like Truth Juice. And he posts a ridiculously large amount of fabulous articles at gorillamedia.co.nz. Chris, welcome.
You all right, Vinny?
Yeah, all good, mate. Now, you had a quick theory to interject here that you wanted to put out. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had two ideas. The first one I called fractal wormholes. So basically it goes like this. Everything is inside. It's all how you understand the fractal wormhole, that perhaps each proton is a Mandelbrot set that contains the whole universe all over. It is like a painting. Everything is inside the painting, not outside. There are ever deeper complexities inside. Perhaps psychopaths dial in more fixed, as a more open-minded person has a very free dial, with only vague selections, simply for the continuum of an understanding. The development of self, and thus the whole within, that than the self as a set dial, if that makes sense. The freer the dial, the more of the whole you develop. The more you can balance everything as a simile of everything else, seeing the whole inside the whole ever deeper. And this loosening of the dial is why the psychopaths are trying to keep control. That's why they've got a problem.
Does that mean that the psychopaths themselves are simply people that have just lost control?
I think they have got a set dial. They're being controlled from an outside force. I think they are.
Yes. Okay. So it's not something that comes from the inside. And this goes back to what we started the conversation with, doesn't it? Yeah. Is it's like, do they? Is all that it is?
Yeah.
To be a total psychopath, you just have to have the right makeup, and beyond that, somebody else has to take control of you. Well, something else has to control you.
Exactly.
Other than your own choice.
The key words for Pluto are very clear. Power, control, fixity of purpose. You call a psychopath any soul walking this earth. I see the energy of a plutonic soul, the reflection of power, fixity of purpose, coldness, intensity, drive for power, reflecting the plutonic negative energy.
With an absence of wisdom, that's the point. It's instinctually self-destructive. What Chris was saying there about the nature of the psychopath in terms of it doesn't have this sort of openness to the fullness of the human or even the spiritual or consciousness experience is absolutely true. Psychopaths are incapable of thinking outside the box. They're terrible at creativity. They make terrible artists, musicians, and poets because they have no sense of originality, and therefore they're tremendous plagiarizers. And what Chris was saying there is spot on. I found that a lot of these so-called these hardcore debunkers and super skeptics on the internet, I would say, looking at their videos on YouTube, a vast number of them are psychopaths, and they're because of their own inability to think outside the box, they have a vested interest in locking down anyone else who has a creative or sort of expansive awareness.
Now, you heard probably of Jared...
Hold on 1 second, before we continue on. Chris, you also had a second theory to postulate.
It was kind of a solution to it all. It was this was going to be connected to the other thing, but I didn't finish. Instead of the NWO, instead of the New World Order, we have the perpetual universal anarchy. Perpetual being source, universal being source, and anarchy being source. Just returning to source, we're returning back to the perpetual universal anarchy.
The cosmic code, yes.
What do you mean by anarchy? To me, by anarchy, I mean the sort of the actual traditional political, you know, notion of anarchy where there's no government and people basically...
That's what I mean, yeah. I don't mean destruction. I don't mean like a psychopathic anarchy. I mean, like, there's going to be basic morals, like you've got common law, you've got common sense. Basic morals. I think it's because of the structures that we have, the psychopath can rise to the top. If you get rid of these structures, then the natural morals of humanity, the 96% of us who have this moral code, we will then have control, and the others will not be able to breathe with this, and they will be on another vibration or something.
Well, let me just that real fast. You know, you heard of the Freemason in Scientology, yes? The Freemasons in Scientology are nothing else than a plutonic representation of what power and control is all about. And Pluto rules secret society. Now, when you don't have this understanding, when you cannot control yourself, you don't have the education, you don't have the information, you are victimized by your own UCI, by your own stars, because you lack the understanding of the working of the universal mechanics. And just to ingest another thing, you no long ago, right here in Tucson, next door, Congresswoman Gifford got shot by a guy called Jared Lafner. Well, guess what? And this is where I want you to sit very strongly, Thomas. He was born in September. His third house is his mental process. His third house is plutonic. So he just thought of killing and don't feel no remorse. And again, the traditionally educated psychological fields did find him incompetent to stand in court, but don't expect them to understand what the cosmic code jurisdictions are all about and why he did commit this atrocious act against Giffords.
Well, you know, I have to ask a question here. Was this guy a psychopath, or was he some kind of a CIA mind control slave that went wrong?
Yes, he was.
You know, that to me is much the big question there. The fact that they said he wasn't well enough to stand trial is that they just wanted to shut him up so he wouldn't say the wrong things. This individual is a very strange person. He seems to have went from being relatively all right to now it could have been a nervous breakdown. But generally, when these lone gunmen types, a lot of them seem to have very interesting periods of missing history. And I often wonder if they're being controlled as some kind of Manchurian candidate.
Well, the CIA's MK Ultra has been operating for a long time, and there's many people that have come out of it where they've done experiments with large quantities of LSD, where they force memory loss. You know, like these people come out of it, they're 40 years old, and they have no memory of who they are or what they've done in their life, kind of thing, so that they can reprogram them sort of from scratch. Oh, go ahead.
This guy, Jared, was programmed. That's why you don't seem to understand. He was a conspiracy sucker. All he was doing is listening, talking head like David Icke, constantly poisoning the minds of people that are naturally set, naturally born killers. So that is the trigger. It stuffed himself with all this conspirational material, and the day he committed the act, they were a very powerful plutonic window. That's my expertise, so I know. I know that that was trigger his action, his well-planned action to kill the Giffords. So when you look at it, he is a victim of a lack of consciousness.
Hold on, I've got to interject here because I don't think that Giffords was the target. I think the judge that got killed was, because he was really beefing up against the Supreme Court, and he was up and he was doing a lot of things that were ticking off the establishment.
Either way, the key is that he killed six people. The judge or Gifford doesn't matter. It's the end result that counts. And he was led to it by swallowing this conspiracy material. And this is why I constantly... Well,
he had a voodoo temple set up in his back effing yard.
Yes, it's plutonic mind.
Everybody who knew him to be a crazy person, just out of his freaking mind. You know?
He reflects the plutonic child, the Death Wish generation. His psyche is fully exposed. I wrote intensively about his psyche outside of conventional psychology. And it fits 100%, but again, it will fit only if you have yourself the keys to understand the cosmic code.
Well, the conspiracies I find are very interesting and also very very important to know about, because essentially by studying conspiracy theories you find out about all the poisons in your environment, and you realize that there's nothing in your environment but poisons.
I'm not denying.
And also, David Icke isn't the reason that he went out and shot those people. Mm-hmm. That was a tactic that was also used by the Southern Poverty Law Center in the immediate aftermath of this shooting, and it was pretty repugnant that they were trying to make out that the people who had sort of like David Icke were somehow indirectly responsible for this. This murder, this horrific killing. The guy was just bonkers. The guy was just out of it, I think. And anything could have pushed him over the edge. It could have been
exactly.
The Bible or anything. I just think his brain couldn't handle all the information that was coming to him. But I think the information was absolutely neutral. It could have been anything. It could have been left-wing stuff, right-wing stuff.
Okay, all right. So
he blew his mind up with a...
Let me give you another example then. Maybe you'll agree with that one, because it just reflects a plutonic soul, and the excuse is valuable anywhere. But let me give you that example. You heard of that little girl on CNN not long ago that said Obama should have killed you and instead of sending the plane to the tower in New York, and she was fired from school. Did you hear about that on CNN?
No.
Well, it made national news. This little girl was fired from a school because she texted a friend that brought the text message to the schoolmaster. This little girl said, you should have died when Obama sent the plane into those tower in New York. Now, this little girl is 13 years old. She is forced to swallow this dysfunctional amount of conspirational material, and the time for her to trigger that fear was appropriate by mingling the problem she had with the teacher. So... she is nothing else than another Jared Loughner in the future if she kept being poisoned. You see, what people do not understand is when you feed evil, first of all, what they don't really understand is the future is nothing else than the reincarnation of the thought. And for people to sign off to conspiracy like David Icke, okay, is because they have fear of control. Like you have this crazy lunatic not long ago that cruised the entire United States with a caravan Promising the end of the world. I'm sure you heard of that. Okay.
Now, well, what the heck happened to like personal responsibility? I mean, seriously, somebody can say anything, and then for some reason, in a roundabout way, you can just blame anyone for anything that's bad that happens. Some random guy who worships voodoo in his backyard kills a congresswoman and like fires a gun empty into a crowd of people. Oh, David Icke, obviously.
Let me put it this way. Where does the concept
of free will come into all this?
Now, wait, I'm going to approach on it, but let me finish what I was saying earlier. You see, this crazy guy camping has a subconscious fear of dying. He feels God. He feels the apocalyptic time, and he's feeding a bunch of followers that could lead them to commit suicide. Okay. Now, there is so many different views and values. The free will can only be applied if you have cosmic consciousness. If not, you're going to be a robot. The way you perceive your reality and your fears are preset within your conception when you arrive on this dense physical world. And if you don't have that awareness, you're going to sign up for anything. Would it be religion or conspiracy? Would it be for camping or David Icke or anybody else? You are going to have someone's top fears being inserted in you. And that's where the superconscious in time and space get manipulated again, unconsciously producing this tremendous chaos. Now, instead of promising dirt and fear and insecurity and we are going to die and the government is going to put us, everyone in jail, if we start to move around and promote a new positive thinking process, as I said earlier, the future being nothing else than a reincarnation of the thought, we will apply our free will to manipulate matter and make us live a more secure life. But without cosmic consciousness, that will never be accomplished. That's why education is the key. People like Jared, or that little girl, or that crazy guy running the United States with his caravan, or David Icke, these people should have been educated properly from the get-go, understand their fears, and no tabinet, and no make money by poisoning the mind of people with conspiracy. That is my view. I'm a positive man. I believe in the ingenuity of humanity. I believe of supreme power. I believe in God or the force or the...
Hold on a sec here, because all of those people also believed in positivity and an extreme and a supreme power and all of that. And many of them, like David Icke, for example, he's doing a The Lion Sleeps No More tour to say to people, you know, wake up, do something. You're really, really powerful. You're strong. You can take these psychopaths down.
Well, you know, there is all sort of theories. Also, with the Moon Matrix, David Icke received my books and my newsletters all the time. And all of a sudden, he come up with Moon Matrix theory, talks about UFO and things like that. This is a long story that cannot be exposed in public, even though that is conspiracy that is hidden. But what I'm telling you, my friend, I judge people. I have nothing against David Icke. I got nothing against Jared or anybody for that matter. Being a truth seeker, I have to be very direct, very honest, and the truth does not please or intend to be soft for anybody. I just have a different perception of reality, and like you have your own. But as I said, it's all based upon your education, your intelligence, and most of all, your stars. And that is what the problem is. Because to understand the word understand, you have to go under your stars to see how you stand under your stars. But you never, ever have been investigated your soul through the cosmic culture of addiction, so we don't speak the same language, but it doesn't negate whatever you have to say, what Thomas has to say, or anybody else's belief system. I just come from the archetypal realm of consciousness and not logic.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with you about positive thinking. I'm absolutely, completely agree with that there. I'm still not quite sure what you mean about that the stars is the...
Well, the stars are a little bit...
What about our free will?
This is, we get into this now, Thomas. I get that question by my students all the time. But what I'm saying is, first of all, the stars are a little bit more than dead rock hanging out there for the sake of beauty. God created the stars and the heavens to be used as signs so that you can lead a more productive life. Okay? The Bible says also, I'll talk to you, you won't hear me, I'll present myself to you, you won't see me. One has to raise his cosmic consciousness to understand God's signs through his creation. conviction, which is universal. Secondly, the free will. I repeat myself, you cannot apply your free will if you don't have cosmic consciousness. This is why you have people that are plutonic. They are molded to death by Pluto. They've never been taught to apply the will. And they
all right. Hold on a second there. We're going out to a break. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Back in a moment. The Vinnie Eastwood Show.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing.
Yeah, that's right, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show that's all about the awakening of mankind and showing a little bit of unity and cracking up about hilarious topics like genocide and psychopathy. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Yeah, yeah. on the subject of psychopathy, what part does it have to play in people's daily lives? I mean, when I tell people about what the American Journal said about, you know, a very nice person in general, but just has no long-lasting relationships and doesn't have any depth to their character, the first thing that comes to people's mind is like, hey, my boss is like that.
Yeah. You only have 12 signs of the zodiac, so you're going to reflect those 12 specific energy somewhere or somehow, and some people will be perceptive enough to detect it.
Well, most people will encounter psychopaths in their... The majority of the population will encounter them on a personal level and in personal relationships. They'll usually be badly damaged by one, a horrific marriage or something like that, or they were used by somebody in a really bad way and discarded very quickly. But after that, the most common experience we have with them is in the workplace. We'll often find that most of the people who bully in the workplace, who drive us mad, who cause us tremendous problems, who seem to have no specific agenda in the office or in the factory other than to bully the person, they're nearly always psychopathic. And what that really is about is they're trying to get rid of them. They're either after their job or they're trying to cause a psychological breakdown within the working environment so the psychopath can take control. This is why they'll also find the psychopath will tend to find the stupidest people in the office to make them almost like their enablers, as their sort of minions, and they will launch a campaign of bullying and oppression against somebody in the office. Now, any of us who's ever worked in an office has not experienced this. We've seen this. And this is basically how psychopaths do their training. They'll start in school bullying. They will do things like they will bully their siblings and their own family. And they will learn how to control people through a series of triggers and you know, the needs and wants, and they're tremendous students of human behavior. So what they lack in their superficial, you know, what they have in terms of superficial glibness and no depth of character, they more than make up in their ability to control other people by playing on the other person's psychological problems. And they will often create these psychological problems in order to manipulate the people. As Louis said, they're only obsessed with control and power.
Well, you have simply...
Coming down to this, the control and power. Now, the idea of the elite, for example, which are the most intelligent, the most ruthless psychopaths on the planet, the ones who are the most debauched and the ones who are the most dangerous, they want direct control over humankind as a whole. Kind of like you have direct control over a vehicle when you drive it sort of thing. That's how much power and dominance they want over other human beings, so that they can for example, the chipping sort of idea about how a few people will have chips that, you know, you won't be able to touch them, you won't be able to do anything, and they can kill people, they can run drugs, doesn't matter, you know, they're above the law. And essentially what it's like is just a digital version of what we already have, because you know, if you're wealthy enough in China and a police officer pulls you over for doing 100 kilometers an hour in a 50 kilometer zone, he will beg you to not tell his boss or he'll get fired. Okay? That's how corrupt our world currently is. And in our daily lives, that's what we have really come to expect, that the power has really been taken out of the law, or rather lawful action and any kind of moral justification, because psychopaths have seized control of the power centers of society. And going back to that American Medical Journal thing, they also said that the three likely places that you are to find psychopaths is in the entertainment industry, politics, and business. What would you say are the three power centers of society?
Yep, that's it.
This is the human experience where power, power is played at any level. It's like the even in the jungle, the law of the fittest. We're just responding to that plutonic energy, which is part of our psyche. We were born with it. Now, some people have it in a way that it the power.
What month do you have to be born in order to have plutonic energy?
Any month. Every one of us has a plutonic side. Every one of us. And I wrote intensively about Buddhism in my newsletters. And most of the time, I was myself considered as a kid as the top bullies of my school. I never wanted to be a bully at all. But I was forced to become a bully because the other biggest bullier was a battle between him and me. It was going to be... He was older than me. He was like 3 years older than me. And I was running in front of me. And sad enough, I could not afford the nice clothes. And I had a hole in my butt. Anyway, and the entire class and everybody was laughing at me. And he was. And then I went straight to him. And I just got him by the heels. And I stuck my head in his face. And I became the bully, so to speak, after that. He forced me. He forced me to defend
myself. That sounds like prison. Supposedly, the old saying goes is that when you go to prison, the first day there,
exactly,
take down the biggest person, and then you basically get the position of dominance from them. It's a very primal thing, really, isn't it?
Exactly.
That's the problem is that people forget that we really do still live in a very primal social pecking order. Okay, there is an enforcement mechanism, and it's an unwritten rule. You know. There's certain things you don't do. And if you do them, then some people are going to be upset with you and try and destroy your life. It's just
exactly. And what's interesting is instead of bringing that plutonic energy to sign up in a gang or become a criminal, I decided to use it exactly as Thomas is doing in a productive, investigative way that led me to the American dream. Now, Pluto means power. Pluto means investigation. Pluto means sex. Pluto, you can enjoy your beautiful sex life, or you could become a pimp. It depends on your environment, on your education, on your experiences. It depends on other communication between other planets and the Pluto, which is making up your psyche. Again, this is a realm that has not yet been approached, but that's what you consider a psychopath. I consider it as a plutonic soul. Same thing, same difference.
Wow.
That's it's very simple when you look at it. As I said, we are forced to stand for ourselves. Now, let's put it this way. You heard, let's take this example. When I mentioned Pluto, death, drama, police, and sex, you heard of that little queen that was killed, and they still did not find who the criminal is, and I think there was the little queen, Jean Ramsey, something like this.
JonBenet Ramsey.
Right. Now, she was born
little girl.
She was born in August. Now, listen to this, because I'm going to make my claim right now, if you listen carefully. She was born in August, okay? Count four, including August, and you're going to end up where she is a plutonic, okay? August, September, October, November, into the fourth house, she is a plutonic. And as a child, what happened to her? She was raped, she was killed, and the police messed up everything. Now, let's move on to President Clinton. He was born in August. August, September, October, November, the White House. This is
That Clinton's actually an alien, and his proper pronunciation and the proper pronunciation is Clinton.
Well, let's look at Schwarzenegger. Here, he was born in August. What happened? What did he do? He became a plutonic in his home, regardless of what he was there. Beautiful.
He was the son of an SS officer. He wears a Nazi skull and bones belt buckle out to his political engagements. He's a satanic worshipping scumbaggery engaging piece of crap.
He is a Scorpio dragon's tail. He was born with the tail of the dragon in Scorpio, and that's why he got the superpower to suffer like hell and to take drugs in order for him to become super monster. He was driven for power. He was a psychopath on his own right. He was a true plutonic soul that turned all this nasty energy into the beautiful body and the formidable fate, and then from there he went and get more power by becoming the California governor. It's so easy if you understand the dynamic of Astro Sun.
And now, considering what the case of our Lord and Savior, Barack H. O'Barry, change you can deceive in, and he's running on the re-election platform of change you can beg for, because it's now easy to have an illegitimate president who's not even born in the United States, Arnie has dropped out of the governorship. Maybe he's preparing a comeback tour to go for the presidency, considering the American population is now dumb enough that they don't know how to enforce the constitutional requirements of a president, and considering the election with Bush was obviously stolen, and his re-election, and goodness knows if any of the voting machines work anyway. It's like, this is the problem. It's such a complex, unravelable situation, the average person doesn't even want to approach it. But the reality is, it's actually effing simple. Everything is a lie. Don't listen to what they're saying, because it's all BS. You know, it's pretty straightforward.
Mr. Obama is a Leo, and he wants power. That's why he stands in the White House. He has control. And being a Leo, during the day, every planet shines away. You like it or not, you will gain the stage. That's why Michael Jackson was born is a Leo. This is why Schwarzenegger is a Leo. That's why Clinton is a Leo. This is why Madonna is a Leo. All these people were born to have a stage. You like it or not, they are already set to become the kings of the Zodiac. It's just the way it is. The stars don't care. They don't think it. They don't rationalize. They just drive people to where they are.
Do you think they're aware of these type of spiritual manifestations and their position in the zodiac and whatnot, and they're trying to set up a paradise just for themselves?
I wouldn't be surprised, because if you go to my website, you will have the pictures of the 13th century where the Pope was taught astrology by the Vatican Council. You would see pictures of the Vatican ceiling loaded with astrological relics and the dragon. I wouldn't be surprised, and I'm sure 150% of the Freemasons have a full cosmic consciousness and aware of the structure of the universe. So when it comes to the President of the United States, I am not sure if those people have cosmic consciousness, but
that brings me to an interesting realization. What if some of the most brutal and the ruthless top psychopaths are all into this astro stuff as well, and they know what they are, and they're consciously trying to basically tip the scales in their favor?
Exactly, and that's why this type of wisdom that I have was stolen, taken away from the masses, because knowledge is power, ignorance is evil. If you knew, whenever you have Scorpio in your chart, this is where sex, drama, and death will enter your life. And if there's anything you say or do when the moon is in Scorpio, it will follow you for the rest of your life. But these are facts that my student and I are aware of, because we have a head in the stars, and other people have a head on this functional television.
Louis.
Yes, sir.
I have a question to ask you.
I was just going to say, I suppose the sex helps them deal with all the death and drama. But anyway, Thomas, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering, you were talking about the plutonic energy, but the planet Pluto wasn't discovered until 1930. Prior to 1930, where was this plutonic energy?
Okay, well, I can ask you the same question by saying Christopher Columbus discovered America. America has always been there. Pluto has always been there, my friend.
Oh, so fair enough. Okay. So, but how would, astrologers and astro psychologists and astro theologians have encapsulated the plutonic idea prior to the discovery of the planet Pluto?
This, it's a recognized fact that there is tremendous amount of disappeared civilization, including the Incas, that had full cosmic consciousness and full awareness of the stars. So this is a wisdom is there, and it was developed by promoted by the Greek, by the Arabs, by so many civilization. You're talking about a wisdom that is not part of your curriculum vitae because it is thought as pseudoscience and ridicule. The fact of the matter, the reason why this world is so chaotic is because the laws created by God through the sign and through His creation have been cast aside.
Well, I can actually back this up because there is a lot of evidence that the ancients, before recorded history, had far greater technology than we do today.
Exactly.
And far better techniques about doing things in societies that were just popped up out of nowhere, like a Sumerian culture, for example, all of a sudden had laws, mathematics, architecture, and court systems, democracy, and everything just popped up out of nowhere, something like 5,000 years ago. And let's not forget, of course, the most important moment in history, as far as I know, is the destruction of history itself with the burning of the Library of Alexandria, where all the history of the world was locked away.
Oh my gosh, so much wisdom was destroyed in the process. The work of all these wise men, all these three wise men 2,000 years ago following the stars, obviously they were driven by the wisdom that is not part of our current educational system, and humanity has lost so much in the process. You know, what I teach my students is very clear. If you go out shopping today, you're going to respect the laws of men. You're going to see that red light, you're going to see that stop sign, you've got to stop, for if you don't.
Oh, indeed. And maybe we should recognize the stop sign because it's time to stop for a break. You'll listen to the Vinny Eastwood Show at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. Join us in the chat room, and we'll be right back after the break. Welcome back to the Vinny Eastwood Show. It's live outside genocide.
Yes, it's very funny and amusing. Yes, gentlemen, welcome back.
Wake me up.
I hope you've been enjoying yourself, ladies and gentlemen, and I hope you've been enjoying my fabulous and, I'd have to breach FCC regulations and use profanity to describe how effing fabulous they are. It's Dr. Louis Torrey and Thomas Sheridan, and this is our final segment here, so I just wanted to, I love to use my show as a platform to promote other people other than myself, because, I'd love you to plug your websites and especially products that you might be selling or something, because there's other people out there who might be very, very interested in your works that will want to get their hands on some of them.
Well, what about giving your audience two free books and making them a VIP Cosmic Code reader for a donation of $35? Well, what they got to do, go to drturi.com, look on orders, and click in there and remind me you're from the show, and you're going to get two of my books. You're going to get Moon Power, which is our relationship to the moon, and that's very important. And the second one is your personal dragon forecast using Nostradamus methodology. I'm offering those two books for audience for free with the subscriptions. DrCherry.com.
Okay, and Thomas, what about you? You've got a book that really delves into the depths of the mind of the psychopath. What was the title of it again? I'm so terrible with this.
Yeah, the name of my book is Puzzling People, The Labyrinth of the Psychopath. You can get that. You can get it on Amazon or anywhere. It's pretty easy to get. It's selling pretty well. But Amazon is probably the best place to get it around the world at the moment. If you want to find out about, I have lots of videos dealing with how to deal with, recognize, recover from, and deal with psychopaths in society, as well as other topics I'm interested in, such as how symbolism is used to manipulate the human consciousness. My YouTube channel is Thomas Sheridan Arts, and if you just type in Thomas Sheridan Artist into Google, you'll get all my other sites as well. I'm pretty much all over the place and easy enough to find. That predominantly I'm involved in the arts, but as a secondary thing, I'm interested in human psychology and symbolism. So there's a lot of information out there about me, but the name of my book is Puzzling People, The Labyrinth of the Psychopath.
interesting view on the human mind coming from a scientific perspective, and again you have to understand that my methodology is there is many roads that leads to Rome, put it this way. Tom has his road, I have my roads, and both of them converge to the goal, and that is to educate you and the audience.
Well, let's talk about all those roads leading to Rome, and I want to chart a course for us now. In this final segment, we have just a short time left together. What are the words of wisdom, the solutions, if you will, and something that the audience can really take home with them on this, the day of my darkness wedding?
You know, you think and you talk like an Aquarius, which is pretty eccentric, and that shocks people sometimes with your mental agility. I love it. I'm glad I do have cosmic consciousness, because I do understand your personal expression, and I would never take anything personally from anybody, just because consciousness, cosmic consciousness, allow you to bypass the limitation or the shortcoming of understanding someone else.
My message would be to protect your consciousness from external forces, initially by giving it away to external forces. That means protecting your consciousness from things like mass media, politics, and entertainment is particularly negative and destructive. Develop the more holistic and creative outlook on life. Connect with nature. Switch off the TV. Be careful of what food you eat. Stay like excitotoxins like MSG and other mind-altering chemicals that are in our food. Avoid things like fluoride in your drinking water. Stay away from prescription drugs as much as possible unless you badly need them to keep alive. But ultimately the message is to stop externalizing your consciousness to exterior forces and start developing yourself, because ultimately you are the one you've been looking for.
That is a wonderful, wonderful saying. May I just add that the future is nothing else than a reincarnation of the thought, and to never, ever feed evil. As much as you feed your body with chemicals, with fat, bad food, by listening to anything that you don't feel too comfortable, you're also poisoning your psyche. And the human psyche is very fragile. That's why it's important to be responsible, because you have total control in what you are going to digest physically or spiritually. So don't feed evil. The future is a reincarnation of the thought. Understand the superconscious in time and space, because you are not doomed. You can create, and you do create your reality every single working moment of your life.
And just add to that, Louis, one more thing. Trust your intuition. Follow your intuition, because that will never lead you astray.
Most of all, thank you for affirming one of my strongest beliefs. Indeed, Thomas.
Yeah. Well, it is we're living in a time now where the freedom of the human soul is trying to be caged more than at any other time throughout history, and being caged where every single bar is actually, in fact, separate and detached, and individually trying to screw you over. You know, like you wake up in the morning and you think, ah, beautiful, the sun's shining, there's only one oh, damn, there's a chemtrail. Like, aluminum and barium. And then you realize that your bed sheets are made up of oil derivatives and stuff that give you cancer. And then you realize that you're actually living on a mattress that's over 3 years old and is a breeding ground for copious amounts of bacteria. You realize that the light bulb that you switch on because it's too dark already has actually got mercury in it. You realize that the wristwatch that you've got on is emitting electromagnetic frequency radiation onto your immune system and making your body feel that it's under attack by a virus. And then you put on your shoes that are manufactured by some sweatshop in India with somebody getting paid 2 cents an hour. And then you eat your breakfast cornflakes that's got MSG MSG in them, and then you pour some homogenized milk that's had all the enzymes bred out of it, and then you put on your sunglasses, which stop vital photons from the sun to getting into your eyeballs, and then you jump in your car, which the oil companies are controlled by bankers and politicians, are just continually screwing you over and suppressing all the free energy technologies, and then you go to your job, which is owned by a mega corporation overseas, and then fulfill your part in a mega death corporation machine thingy to try and destroy the earth, and then you go home and start it all over again by hoping that you can, you know, release your enslavements and poisonings of the day by watching television.
Oh my god. I tell you what.
The mistake there is that you always repeat the same thing every day, expecting a different result, and that's the definition of madness. To one day get up out of the bed and take a look at that beautiful woman beside you, or your children, or that dog that's down there that loves you unconditionally, and say, you know what? Today I'm going to stay with them, and you screw the rest of them.
Yeah, there you go. You know, ultimately, we've been poisoned for 2,000 years, and humanity made it all the way up to today. So that tells you you have the essence of God, the essence of life, the essence of power within the core of your own being. And I think you should tab on that, because within all this joking, there is reality. In the world of conspiracy, sad enough, it's also very real. But what we are offering are just ideas and options for you to take control of your own life when you look at it.
Yeah, and what Vinny is doing there is very important too. Humor is extremely important in all this. Coming from a place of joy rather than coming from a place of paranoia or fear, and be able to laugh at the absurdities of even your own existence is extremely healthy.
Yeah, you don't want to take yourself too seriously. You want to have fun all along. And, you know, I might be very serious in my line of work, but, you know, I would spend my life with vents and crack up all day long. Because I love it.
We manifested into this reality to have a good time, ultimately. And enjoy the experience of being here.
It's the rule of this network, you know, and I feel that every person that you have in contact with has something that you can copy and manifest inside yourself, right? I believe that if you associate with a million people that are talented in a different way, you in some way by osmosis inherit some of their talents, some of their gifts. And right. I basically, because of this radio show, and by no means not including you two in this statement, I've believed that I've started to absorb like true greatness, and it feels fabulous, you know.
it's a great feeling.
That's your position as a messenger of the God or a Gemini facing up the world. You're supposed to listen and balance it out and give it, do your work. You face the world as the Greek philosophers designed the messengers of the God who has a couple wings behind his heels. This is how you face the world on your radio show, getting information left and right and putting in the middle and then balancing left and right nonstop. And then you're doing a phenomenal job, by the way, as a host, for sure.
Yeah. Well, it's like, this is another thing. When ego comes into it, and I receive copious amounts of compliments, and you know, normally I say, I get that a lot, because I do. And it's not because I'm trying to, beef myself up or anything. It's actually true. But my fear is that it will all go to my head, and I'll turn into some kind of dick.
Well... Yeah, but it's how you process it. It's how you can take these ego and this flattery and then use it to, you know, ground yourself, or you can let it go to your head and go nuts. It's up to you.
Yeah,
well, I've got to surround yourself with wonderful people, ladies and gentlemen. There are 6 billion people on this planet.
Yeah.
You can contact a lot of really nice ones by email through their websites and have a conversation with them. They wouldn't be out there if they didn't want to be contacted by people of like mind who want to share in the knowledge, the love, and the wisdom of human existence. Thank you very much, Dr. Louis Turi from drturi.com, T-U-R-I. And also Thomas Sheridan from Puzzling People, the Psychology of a Psychopath, I think. What is that?
Thank you very much for having me, and you have a good night, Thomas, and good night, everybody.
Good night, Louis, and thanks for having me on, Vinny.
All right. Good night, everybody. We'll see you again sometime.